accusing voice of the conscience, it would have no silence at all by our good works, but it is the voice of the gospel that silences the accusations of the conscience. Because in place of the accusation of our conscience comes the imputation of Christ's righteousness. Instead of our conscience telling us that we're guilty, we hear the absolution which tells us that we're forgiven. Instead of our conscience showing us all the things that we've done wrong, we have the gospel showing us how Christ has done absolutely everything right for us, and the conscience of the Christian and the heart of the Christian by faith clings to that promise and finds in the gospel, and only in the gospel, finds in the gospel a good and a clean conscience.